North Carolina's vote and recent comments by Vice President Biden on gay marriage have put the issue on the front burner. We have two perspectives on this political hot potato this morning. We start with thoughts from commentator Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. 31 states now have laws or constitutional amendments restricting marriage to opposite sexes. Six states allow marriage between members of the same gender. President Obama says he's still evolving on the issue. Does anyone believe that? Species have come and gone as the president evolves. He's worried about the black and Hispanic vote. Large numbers in those communities oppose same-sex marriage. I suspect Vice President Biden's position on Meet the Press is likely the president's, too. Traditionalists have a problem, though, because they're not the best examples of long-term opposite-sex marriage. The Catholic Church, of which Biden is a member, has lost moral power because of the scandal surrounding pedophile priests. The North Carolina vote must be an embarrassment to Democrats who hold their convention in Charlotte this summer. But this issue is just another example of how the administration is trying to divert attention from its sorry record on the economy. Mike and Bruce?
All right, Cal, thank you. Now with another view, commentator Bob Beckel.
Last Sunday, Vice President Biden, when asked about gay marriage, said he had no problem with it. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan also endorsed same-sex marriage. The president's spokesman said Mr. Obama's view on gay marriage was evolving, whatever that means. Gay marriage as a political issue splits the president's base. Gays are reliable Democratic voters and contributors. Young voters who voted in a landslide for Obama in 2008 strongly support same-sex marriage. But blacks and Hispanics, both critical to Mr. Obama's base, mostly oppose gay marriage. Mitt Romney, as usual, has flip-flopped on the issue. Running against Ted Kennedy for the Senate, Romney supported gay marriage, but now is among its loudest critics. Certainly gay marriage is a tough political call for the president. But sooner rather than later, Mr. Obama needs to stop evolving and take a stand.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. You could read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column appearing in USA Today.